Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Dan Myler, host of the longest-running Dynasty Fantasy Football podcast in the industry, the DLF Dynasty Podcast. Join me and my co-hosts, Ryan McDowell and Matt Price from DynastyLeagueFootball.com, as we use 60-plus years of Dynasty experience to analyze news, walk through startup and team-building strategies, and highlight trade targets to keep you on top of your Dynasty League year-round. It's a different topic each week on the DLF Dynasty Podcast, but the common theme is always the same. Helping you build the ultimate dynasty roster. Join me, Dan Myler, along with Ryan McDowell and Matt Price, each week, year-round, for the DLF Dynasty Podcast.
Happy Saturday, everybody, and welcome back to the station. Welcome back to the channel. Y'all know who it is. It's your boy, Ray G. You can find me on Twitter at Ray GQ, and this is the Dynasty Trade Show. We've been gone for a couple of weeks trying to get some stuff sorted out on the channel. If y'all have not tapped in, every morning, my man Jay Rich and I wake up with Ray G. We are coming at you live Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go back and check out all the shows. We started our rookie profile series, took a look at Breece Hall and Kenneth Walker. We're talking mock drafts. We're doing mock drafts. We're reviewing mock drafts. We're having a damn good time every single day of the week. So make sure you wake up. Wake up, tap in with us, tap into the channel, and check out all the dope content we are providing to you literally daily via the YouTube channel or the podcast. And I will have a link to the description down below for the All Gas newsletter that's going out every single Friday. Jordan manages that. I mean, analytical database updates, player movements, things that you've missed. So if you just want to consume everything that we're laying out, like in a very like cliff note format, then make sure you subscribe to the newsletter. It's absolutely free, so you don't have to worry about paying for anything. But on this show right here, we take a look at trades that the good patrons, patreon.com/prospect talk, one of the dopest communities. If you want rookie knowledge, if you want your trades on the show, everybody, how do you get my trades on the show? Go be a part of the squad. patreon.com/prospect talk. Dope community of over 700 strong dynasty degenerates talking about dynasty fantasy football 24/7. And I'm really excited because this year, you know, you look at all these people who have rankings, right? And I was one of those guys. Oh, this person's ranked 1, 2, 3, 4. How the hell did you arrive at that conclusion? Is it just you looked at a couple of games and said, I'm going to put this guy at 1, 2, or 3. No, because of that, in the very subjective nature of grading film, I am being completely open and transparent with my process moving forward. I've got this weighted scoring category that I've coined the T-score. Very creative, right? Tape score, T-score. But I am halfway through the running backs, and I will be releasing that very, very soon, where it's just based solely off of attributes that are important to me for the running back and wide receiver position. But you see every category. How good are they? How good is their release package? How good are they running between the tackles? Their agility in the open field versus in between the tackles. How's their receiving creativity and versatility? Hands. You get to see me score each one of these prospects for the 2022 rookie draft class. Very open, very transparent, no data, no combine, no pro day. None of that shit will factor into the T-score, just solely based off of what they put on wax throughout their collegiate career. I'm excited for it, and I think a lot of people will really find that valuable. That way, when we get those Clyde Edwards-Helaire situations where the running back 5 or 6 gets a good landing spot, you keep in the back of your mind, you've got context as to how good this cat was actually on the field. So really excited about the T-score, really excited about what the community is doing, the newsletter. Make sure you subscribe to that. But we got to get into the trades, and we will do that right after we drop the intro, baby. right, so if I've made a deal, I always put myself out there first on these trade shows. And once again, I am not diving into league settings and formats. Majority of the leagues that I play in are super flex leagues. We're just looking at these players, trying to grade the trade on the merits, who got the best players in the deal, who acquired the best assets, to give you an idea of some moves that you should be making in your dynasty league. So when OGQ makes a deal, I'm going to start with myself, let y'all tear up my trades. Tell me how bad I did, how good I did. Doesn't really matter. It's just giving you an idea of player movement, player value, and just giving you my opinion on what I think these players are worth at this point in time. So let's dive into the first one right here. All right. Kind of a big trade that I made. So I traded away CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Dawson Knox, and Hunter Henry. And because it's my show and it's my trade, this is a best ball, super flex, tight end premium league, all that kind of stuff. I made it to the championship finals this year, lost in the finals. But I traded away CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Dawson Knox, and Hunter Henry for Kyle Pitts, Rashad Bateman, Elijah Moore, and a 2023 first round pick. So, you know, this is one where a lot of people were like, damn, Ray, you gave up a lot to get Kyle Pitts, Rashad Bateman, Elijah Moore. And some people said, Ray, you really got over on the other guy. I think this was a good deal for both teams. CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, I think both of those guys are top 10 dynasty wide receivers. And the best player in the deal right now, if I had to say, tight end premium, it's got to be between one of CeeDee Lamb and Kyle Pitts, two best players in the deal. I think the two best players that were acquired were CeeDee Lamb and T. Higgins. You know, upgrade from Dawson Knox and Hunter Henry to Kyle Pitts. I also have Mark Andrews on this team, so I feel really good at the tight end position. Lamar Jackson is my quarterback. So I got the full Raven stack, Lamar, Rashad Bateman, and Mark Andrews now. And I think Rashad Bateman and Elijah Moore are two people I've been telling y'all I think are poised for second-year breakouts. Can either of those guys ascend to top 10 dynasty wide receiver status? Maybe. I think top 15 is more realistic for both of those, more realistic outcome for both of those wide receivers. I think Kyle Pitts, his play speaks for itself. He's a top three dynasty tight end. 1,000 yards as a rookie, which is absolutely insane. The problem with Kyle Pitts was he only had one touchdown this year. Getting the 2023 first round pick back in return, I like my side of the deal. I think where it could go bad is if Elijah Moore and Rashad Bateman don't develop into the wide receivers that I believe they'll be. Then that deal kind of looks like, man, you gave up two solid tight ends, two really good wide receivers for like wide receiver mid to low end wide receiver two, high end wide receiver threes, an elite tight end, and then the crapshoot at 2023. So let me know what y'all think about this one. I know just off of the merit, looking at it, it's like, damn, I want CeeDee Lamb and T. Higgins. I'm really, really high on both Elijah Moore and Rashad Bateman, and I think we're all high on Kyle Pitts. And we all know at this point in time, 2023 is loaded, so as long as that pick is top 10, I'm money. Whether I want to go Stroud, whether I want to go Will Levis, whether I want to go Bryce Young, Bijan Robinson, Tank Bigsby, Jahmyr Gibbs, Zach Evans, Michael Mayer, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Kayshon Boutte. As long as it's one of those 10, I'm good money. I like the trade. Let me know what y'all think about old GQ and this one. Now, one Christian McCaffrey. We haven't seen a lot of CMC deals, but essentially this deal, we got Christian McCaffrey and the 406 in this year's 2022 NFL draft being traded or acquired for A.J. Brown and James Robinson. The way I look at this is, do you want CMC or do you want A.J. Brown? And I know Christian McCaffrey has given us absolutely nothing for the past 2 years, but I still want him. I mean, he could give you A.J. Brown-type numbers from the running back position with another 900 yards on the ground, 1,000 yards on the ground. I doubt we see another season like 2019, again, from Christian McCaffrey, where he hit 1,000 and 1,000. But he can give you, you know, 80, 90, 100 receptions a year, you know, 800, 900 receiving yards. A.J. Brown is a beast. He is a stud. Nate List made a very good video the other day talking about a lot of people just automatically pencil A.J. Brown in as a top five dynasty wide receiver, but then say that CeeDee Lamb is not. And then when you really look at the numbers, there's an argument to be made. Maybe A.J. Brown isn't even a top five dynasty wide receiver, but he's a beast. You're asking me what side of the deal that I like better, who got the best player in the deal. I believe the best player is Christian McCaffrey. James Robinson, maybe he can have a Cam Akers-like resurgence off of that ACL, the Achilles tear. I don't know. You know, he wasn't like super explosive. He wasn't the Cam Akers level of athlete pre-Achilles injury. Coming back from it, even if he's back to being J-Rob, I still think I want Christian McCaffrey in this side of the trade. Let me know what you think. And now we got a lot of Najee Harris deals coming up. A lot of Najee being moved in Dynasty League. So let's take a look at the first one. This was the most recent trade dropped in the trade channel in the Discord, Patreon Discord. And we have Najee Harris and a 2023 first-round pick being acquired for Justin Jefferson and Gabe Davis. So Najee in a first in 2023 for Justin Jefferson and Gabe Davis. I am a wide receiver lover, wide receiver whore. Call me what you want. I love me some wideouts and building my dynasty team and roster around young wide receivers. But man, I don't think I would trade Najee and a 2023 first for Justin Jefferson. Let's just say that first is mid. Let's say 107. You're looking at potentially Kayshon Boutte, potentially Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and Najee Harris for Justin Jefferson. I like Gabe Davis, but he's not a weekly fantasy starter at this point in his NFL career. And we're seeing all kind of mocks with wide receivers in this loaded 2022 class being pegged to Buffalo in the first round, whether it be Jameson Williams, a player like that. I think Gabe Davis is a fine player. I think he's good in best ball, especially when you get those spike blow-up weeks. But the way I view this is Justin Jefferson for Najee Harris in the 2023 first. And I know everybody's saying, sell Najee after his rookie year. Get rid of this volume machine that just stays healthy. I would prefer Najee Harris in the 2023 first to Justin Jefferson. So, we got a little Wilson on Wilson crime here. A little Wilson on Wilson crime. We got Russell Wilson and Van Jefferson being acquired or traded away. I don't know what. I don't like when y'all blur out the names. Put their ass on blast. Stop blurring out the names. They don't like if you make dumb deals, the good people should be able to talk about it. Stop blurring out people's names, man. I don't like it. Put the names out there. So we got Russell Wilson and Van Jefferson being acquired for Zach Wilson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the 105, and D'Ernest Johnson. I want the package. I want Zach 105 and Amon-Ra. Yes, Russell Wilson, Hall of Famer, stud. Probably going to play in a new situation outside of Seattle next year. I don't know where that's going to be. Is it New York? Is it Denver? I have no clue where he's going to be. But I like the progression. I like the steps that Zach Wilson took in his rookie year. And I'm seeing a lot of smoke around the Jets trying to go find another young wide receiver to pair with Zach Wilson. You got Michael Carter. You have Elijah Moore. We saw him, a little bit of mobility on the ground, 60-something yard touchdown run. And then you get Amon-Ra St. Brown. Love what he put on wax this year in his rookie year. You get the 105. If this is super flex, I mean, you're guaranteed one of the top three running backs and one of the top two wide receivers, whether that be Garrett Wilson, Treylon Burks, Isaiah Spiller, Breece Hall, the other top three running back. Can't tell you. T-Score will come out very, very soon. May not be Kenneth Walker for old GQ, but I'm just saying, you're getting a top five pick in this draft class, whether you keep that pick or you tear down and trade down, maybe acquire 2023 first and a second with that pick. I like the package opposed to Russell Wilson and Van Jefferson. Give me Zach. Give me Amon-Ra. Give me the 105. D'Ernest Johnson, just a little throw in there. Give me the young Wilson over the stud. Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famer, Russ. All right, more Najee Harris deals. This one, we got Najee Harris and the 107 being traded or acquired for Courtland Sutton, Javonte Williams, Ramondre Stevenson, and a 2023 third-round pick. All right, what do we do? Start with the best player acquired in the deal. Najee? Najee's the best player in the deal, right? And then you get the 107. Javonte Williams, Courtland Sutton, Ramondre Stevenson. I've been calling Ramondre Stevenson a very, 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 very discounted version of Javonte Williams. Javonte's a stud. He's a beast. He's a top eight dynasty running back. Najee Harris, probably top three dynasty running back right now. Courtland Sutton, we got to see what the quarterback situation looks like, but he's got a deal in Denver. We know he's locked in. He's probably the one in Denver. That's a nice package right there. That's Sutton, Stevenson, and Williams is nice. Najee in the 107 is nice as well. This one, I think this was a good deal for both sides. If you're just asking me right now, Ray, what side would you rather have? probably Javonte, Ramondre, and Sutton, man. Like, I've gone back and forth on this one. I've gone back and forth because that 107 could still be one of those top three running backs. It could be a quarterback if you want to go that route. It could be Garrett Wilson. Could be Drake London, Jameson Williams. And Najee Harris is nice. But I know what Sutton is. I know what Javonte is and what he can become. And I like the prospectus of a Ramondre Stevenson. I don't really care about the third right now. This is a tough one. This is a good deal for both sides. This one is a good deal for both sides. I think I'll take Javonte, Ramondre Stevenson, and Courtland Sutton. Give me the three players over the two. 2023 third can be nice as well. So this is a good trade for both sides. If you're just asking me, I prefer Javonte, Ramondre Stevenson, and Courtland Sutton, but I wouldn't be mad at the other side as well. Getting a top half draft pick, you know, the 107, that's a nice return. It's a nice return for the package. So more Javonte Williams deals, more young running backs, seeing these guys flipped around like crazy right now in Dynasty. So we've got DeAndre Swift in the 303 being acquired for Javonte Williams in the 2023 first. This one is very easy for me. Immediately when I saw it, I was like, Javonte in the first. Love Swizzy. Love what he can do. PPR monster. It's only going to get better and better. 2022 third, don't really care about that. You're looking at Rashad White, Brian Robinson, Desmond Ridder range. Give me Javonte in the first in 2023. It's an easy deal. You know, I think this is a case where the person acquired Swift loves DeAndre Swift and is willing to pay a little bit more to get him. So if I can get Javonte Williams in the 2023 first for Swift in a third, good work, Gabe. That's good work. That's why you sub. That's why you're a patron. That's why you're a Heisman tier member, five-star recruit over there, because you make smart deals like this. This is a good one. I'm with it. With it. Give me Javonte in the first over Swizzy and the third. All right, more Najee. More Najee Harris. Let's go. Let's see what we got. All right. This deal, wow. This is Jordan Backus. He is the director of analytics for Destination Devy. And he's a smart cat because this is one of the team's names is Touch My Butt. Something absolutely touched your butt in this deal because you made a bad one, buddy. This guy traded the 106, two first rounders in 2023 for Najee Harris. Package 106, two 2023 first round picks for Najee. Najee's dope. Y'all know I love him. JB. Excellent work here, my friend. This is excellent, excellent work. I don't even care what you do at the 106. You can go quarterback, you can go receiver, you can go running back. To get those two 2023 first right now, this is fantastic, man. I don't care if it's single quarterback, super flex. Love this deal for you. This is great. Whoever this is, assuming this is a league mate, not a patron. I don't remember seeing his name. Make sure Frank L. 1988, tell him to come sign up. You can do the medium package, the $7 a month package. You can save some if he does it annually. Make sure he signs up, bro, because this is not good. This is not good. Give me the package. 106, two 2023 first-round picks for Najee Harris. Well done, Backus. That's good work. That's good work right there. All right. Ooh, here we go. Jamar. We got Jamar getting moved. All right. So, DK Metcalf, T. Higgins, and a 2023 first-round pick. DK, T, 2023 first, acquired for Jamar Chase, Darnell Mooney, and Nico Collins. So, you got the three receiver for two receiver, tier up, tier down. Best player in the deal, Jamar Chase. You go get his counterpart in T. Higgins, who's top 10. DK Metcalf, maybe not top five, but he's still top 10. And you get a 2023 first. Hand me 82. Good work, baby. You know? Good work. This is good work. I mean, I prefer DK, T. Higgins in the 2023 first opposed to Jamar Chase, even the beast and the stud that he is. And I love what Darnell Mooney can become. I think you're looking at a wide receiver two on your hands with Darnell Mooney, especially in best ball. He can give you those blow-up weeks where he's a wide receiver one on any given week. But DK T. Higgins in the 2023 first for Chase, Mooney, and Nico Collins. 10 out of 10 times, no question, no thought. Good stuff, hand me 82. I like it. All right. Having a lot of conversations about this player. A lot of talks. What is he? What is he long term? A lot of talk. Kyler Murray for Lamar Jackson in the 201. I don't know. Lamar's season started off bad from preseason, right? Loses his top running back. All right, no big deal to lose J.K. Dobbins, but we got Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards can fill in admirably. Lose Gus Edwards. They got to go pull out the corpse of Devonta Freeman, which played very well. The Tyson Williams experience. They had Le'Veon Bell running the ball. Just bad offensive line, from an offensive backfield, what they want to do, run the ball. Rashad Bateman, the first-round pick, hurt early in the season. He misses multiple weeks. It was really Lamar, Mark Andrews. The defense was decimated. Baltimore just snake-bitten all season long. And because of that, people are starting to really, devalue who Lamar Jackson is, what he can do. He's the greatest runner of the football at the quarterback position the NFL game has ever seen. And I like Kyler Murray a lot, but he's a tactical scrambler who's ultra athletic, but he's not an efficient passer. He's not Lamar Jackson bad, but I think people think that he's like Aaron Rodgers, right? And he's not. I'd prefer Lamar in the 201. As I looked through the comments, everybody was like, oh, that's great work to get Kyler. There's a good chance, if not this season, but next season, Kyler's new offensive coordinator, new head coach. I like him a lot. I don't think he's a tier one quarterback in Dynasty. I think the tier one quarterbacks are Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. Maybe Joe Burrow. I'd prefer Joe Burrow to Kyler Murray. If you're telling me I can get the 201, which in this draft class, based on our ADP, you're looking at maybe a David Bell, George Pickens, Kyron Williams, and Lamar Jackson for Kyler Murray, I'm taking that deal. I like the Lamar side. I think Lamar's being... He's never going to be Aaron Rodgers. We know that. But when you got a cat that can completely just wreck you on the ground in what he does, I still think he was a top 10 quarterback points per game this season. Give me Lamar in the 201 over Kyler Murray. I like that side of the deal a little bit better. I know there are Kyler Murray lovers out there. I like Kyler Murray as well. Enjoyed watching him play live here in Allen, Texas. But I prefer Lamar Jackson in the 201 to Kyler Murray. And I'm fully prepared for the YouTube comments to tear me up over that take. I don't care. I've traded for Lamar Jackson. I put my money where my mouth is. Give me Lamar over Kyler, all right? Final trade, we're going to look at Smitty and another T. Higgins deal. And this one is pretty easy for me. T. Higgins for Devonta Smith in the 105. If that's the premium that it costs to get T. Higgins, let me go shop him every league that I have him. Because I prefer Devonta Smith in the 105 to T. Higgins, and easy. Smitty, 105 instead of T. Higgins. I think that was good work for whoever Seven Goat Rings is, a Tom Brady lover apparently. But I appreciate y'all tapping in. Trade Show is back. I'm actually looking for somebody to host this show. GQ's got a lot of stuff going on. I told you, I'm giving y'all content Monday through Thursday every single week. 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Wake Up Show live. Dope engagement. If you have not tapped in, please do so. You will not regret it. You will have a good time with me and Jay Rich in the mornings. So I'm trying to see who's going to take this over to be able to do the trade show because I think it's important. A lot of value. You guys can kind of see what's going down week to week and within the Dynasty landscape from people who are actually tapped in. These are moves that the patrons are making. So if you want to support the show, support the movement, and be a part of a dope community, get access to rankings, analytical databases, T-score, it's worth more than $7 a month, I'll tell you that right now. But patreon.com/prospecttalk. Hit the thumbs up button if you like the content. Make sure you engage with the good people below. And we'll be back next week with a lot more heat, man. I appreciate y'all tapping in. I'm out. Peace.